definitely human.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the International Worldwide Global Biscuit Review Podcast, the podcast for the post-hope generation. I'm David Price.
And I'm David Knight, and this week we're reviewing Pink Wafers with a special guest.
It's co-creator, writer, and actor in the brilliant The Monster Hunters podcast. It's Roy Steele, aka Matthew, the Woodmeister Woodcock.
Hello there.
Hey!
It's lovely to finally meet you people in the flesh. I've never actually seen you before.
We have never met, no. Have we, sir?
I've never seen you before in my life. This is I like what you've done with the place. I'm very impressed by the... Are those real biscuits? I didn't think you could get those so large, the decorations.
Oh, yeah. The whole place is just kitted out to look like this kind of like Batman's cave, but like biscuit
with biscuits.
Yeah. I mean, we did it for episode one, which is quite a few weeks ago. So it's they're quite rotten now.
Yeah. We should not have used real biscuits. No, I think that was our first mistake.
Paper mache works just as well.
I know,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but we always go for authenticity.
This is like Victorian theatre.
Yeah, exactly.
Look at this. It's lovely to be here, obviously.
Yeah. It's lovely to have you here.
Yeah. We're doing the pink wafer.
I know. I didn't realise. I thought it was your idea. Well, I was looking up biscuits because, of course, until I actually heard your podcast, I didn't really know anything about biscuits. Because I always thought that it was biscuit was a phrase that groovy French chefs used to entice children into making a seafood soup, but like a bisque biscuit.
I'm not going with you on this one.
Are we going to allow it? I think we have to go to the judges on this one.
Already started. How much of this are we going to have to endure?
I have absolutely no idea.
Yes.
Look at this. We just have to see how I'm feeling.
This is going to be pun wordplay central. You're in for a treat, folks.
Oh, boy.
Crumbs.
Okay.
You can edit that out in the post.
It's not true that this is our first time spent together in the same room, but it is possibly true that this is the first time that we've spent together sober.
It is,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're going to spoil the magic for all those millions of fans. They assume that we do this sober all the time, don't they?
They assume that you record Jim Lake of Mars Corp sober. Yeah. That is not the case.
Yeah. That's Mars Corp. That's a very good podcast, I hear.
I haven't listened to it. I don't like podcasts. So.
Apparently it's very good. I don't know.
Yeah. How's the new Monster Hunters coming along?
It's coming along. We will hopefully be able to provide you with more episodes in the near future. We've had a few technical difficulties of late, so there's a bit of news for you, but hopefully once that's all done and dusted, we can get that up and to you.
Awesome.
Exciting stuff. Should we talk about biscuits?
Yeah.
Why not?
Then, let's get into it. So Pink Wafer, first of all, some background, some facts on it. Much like the Maryland cookie, there is fuck all background and facts available.
Cool.
The only interesting fact, really, I have about the Pink Wafer is that it was the first corporate victim of Brexit.
This is how it goes.
Oh,
what have you done?
Okay.
You Brexiteers.
Oh, boy. Right. Hold on to your butts.
Okay, so this is in 2016. I think there are only like two manufacturers of pink wafers. Yeah. One of them is Crawford's, and there's another one, Rivington, in Warrington. And this is from The Times, December 2016. Brexit claimed its first corporate victim yesterday as the maker of Pink Panther wafer biscuits plunged into administration after a sharp rise in costs following the fall of the pound. So this is like, this is an important biscuit in the history of Britain.
This is a loss to our country.
It is.
I don't think, there's probably people abroad who don't really understand about that.
Well, they...
the cultural significance.
It's been revived now with the Pink Panther brand, so...
Well, I mean, you're looking at me and I know why. It's because of my costume choice today. And I'll be the first to admit it, I've gone a little tenuous on this one because it is just... I am just the Pink Panther. And usually before I have like a bit of kind of background or some sort of like history or whatever... to sort of talk about like some kind of historical figure or something, but I was kind of struggling with the pink wafer a little bit, so I'm just dressed as the Pink Panther.
Well, but we have Pink Panther branded.
Well, that's the
wafers.
Reason, because
tenuous. That's
on brand.
Yeah,
I know, but it's literally just the aesthetic of it. It's kind of boring, isn't it?
It's a great costume.
It's a great color.
Yeah.
Do you like it?
I feel kind of
self-conscious about this one. I'm not really feeling this one.
Really?
Guys. Yeah.
I like this one, my favorite one.
Oh, really?
It's a bit strange that you've like gone for the Halloween theme and it's like a sexy Pink Panther. I'm finding that a little bit. I don't know why you're wearing like a French maid's outfit with
fishnet
stockings.
Is this not what he wears in the film? It's been a while since I've seen it. They told me at the costume hire that this was the authentic, it was like the one from the Peter Sellers film. That's what I asked for specifically.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I guess if you're not that familiar with it, then you weren't to know that you've got the sexy Pink Panther one.
This is like when you Google Peppa Pig.
Oh, really?
You don't want to... Don't Google Peppa Pig. Really? Just in general, don't. Because the images you will get back are quite terrifying.
The first thing I'm doing after this is Googling Peppa Pig. I mean, there's no way I'm not going to Google that now.
Another thing is, it's quite a hot costume.
Yeah. It's a big head. That's the thing. It's like, is it hurting your neck?
The thing about the Pink Panther costume. He's quite a skinny guy.
Yeah.
So to kind of like compensate, the costume's got to be quite big.
I'm like
10 foot tall right now.
Yeah, it's quite terrifying.
But generally, would you say that in the cat costume, you're feline groovy?
Oh, God. Oh, it hurts every time.
I like that.
Maybe talk us through your costume, Matthew. I see you've got very short trousers on.
Yeah, that was quite difficult on the tube, obviously.
Yeah.
But I've gone for a kind of Victorian urchin boy look. It was slightly tenuous.
Okay.
This is why I'm wearing
You're dressed quite similar to just your usual attire.
That's, you know, I live in London. It's what all the hipsters wear. You know, these tiny little trousers. I've got like a little cloth cap on.
Yeah.
Because, you know, as if I was perhaps, say, a mudlark or the Artful Dodger.
Right.
Yeah, you've taken your monocle off.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, you might, if I was walking past you in the street, I could go to you, shine your shoes for a shiny sixpence, governor, or something. Because, and you're probably going, but why are you dressed as a Victorian urchin boy, maybe with no family?
Mm-hmm.
And it's because, you know, traditionally you would call a child who, you know, like this on the streets of Victorian England who had no family.
Oh, no.
You might call him an urchin, or you might call him a waif.
Wait.
If we can just, you know, give this some sort of role playing here, you would be perhaps, you know, some wealthy Victorians, perhaps a mill owner or a marquis, and you walk past me in the street and I go, oh, governor, want a bit of bone I found by the Thames? And you might go, oh, look, a waif.
Okay. I didn't get the pink
I'll
give you points. The wafer. The wafer's good, though. To get that out of it was pretty good.
There you go.
I wasn't sure how you're going to get the wafer. So that was good. Yeah. And we'll just say the boy was very pink.
Yeah, he was a pink boy. He'd been flogged a lot by his betters.
Yeah.
Dave, maybe took us through... he's got his head in his hands.
And I'm dressed as Richard Nixon. Okay.
Every time! It's ridiculous.
Can we move on to the next
one? Why? What's your fucking excuse this time?
Oh, God.
Go on. Connect Richard Nixon with pink wafers for me.
In the 1970s, and before that, in the 1960s, politicians like Richard Nixon popularized the term pinko for people with communist socialist sympathies.
Let's get on to the taste, shall we?
Sorry. I'll try better next time.
won't. You won't.
Okay, then let's get into the taste. The pink wafers, then.
This is all sound effects. We don't actually eat the biscuits. Like, while we're recording.
Don't actually eat the biscuit. We'll do that in post.
look at this thing.
Yeah. Oh. I gotta say, that's not a good smell. It doesn't smell like something that you should be consuming.
It's smaller than I remember.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it was because the last time I ate a pink wafer, I was probably about 7. Look at this. This is tiny now. I feel like a giant towering over.
Yeah.
I feel like Lemuel Gulliver. Look at this. So,
for our non-British listeners, pink wafer, so it's a bit like a sandwich. It's like kind of 2 or 3 bits of wafer with some, I think it's like vanilla filling.
Yeah, some kind of glue.
Yeah, some sort of glue to hold it all together. It's very, very dusty, just in my hands. I can imagine you get some sort of something similar to, you know, the asbestos, which cuts up your lungs, yeah. You breathe it in. Yeah.
It's less pink than I remember and more kind of flesh tone, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, actually, do you know how they make it pink?
How's that?
Bleed into it.
Yes, that's it. Radishes.
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 Yeah, yeah. These are the ingredients. What is it? Concentrates, red radish. There you go. That gives it this horrible pale pink colour.
That gets, in terms of vegetables, that gets to the root cause of the problem.
Every time.
Okay. When I was younger, these are the biscuits we used to have when you used to go to the beach.
Right. Well, I was going to say, it looks like it has like a cone for an ice cream, right? It has the same sort of look and feel to it.
It conjures up for me memories of like your grandmother, not your grandmother personally.
Why are you remembering my grandmother?
Well, so should we have a bite then?
Are we all ready for this?
I think so. I'm expecting to buy this and be transported back to the happiness and innocence I had as like an 8-year-old boy.
My concern is that you're already crying. So where do we go from here? There are already tears streaming from your eyes. So like,
we're going deep into the hole, my friend.
Do you know what I'm thinking here?
What?
I'm thinking this is like all food tasted during the Second World War.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's because my mum was telling me about mock crab, which is something, because she was post-war and they had to make all their own fun because they weren't allowed real food after the war, because rationing went on into the 50s. So so they had things like mock crab, which wasn't, instead of real crab meat, it was just egg and tomatoes mashed up, and then everybody just had to imagine.
You serious?
Yeah, no, that is an actual genuine. That's why Britain is so great, everybody.
And that's why they call them the bravest generation, because they had to eat that kind of bullshit. Yeah.
I love the idea of people imagining their food as something else as they're eating it.
Well, I'm trying to imagine that this is not kind of the foam you put inside a sofa cushion.
This is when you get this when you order something really small from Amazon, isn't it? They just fill the box.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure they tasted better when I was younger.
Yeah, I'm kind of thinking the same, but it's hard to say. I was just more full of life when I was younger and everything tasted better.
Is this because of the Brexit thing you were talking about? Is this, are they cutting corners and just making it out of regret?
Could be. Maybe, really, maybe it guys? Tasted better. Maybe it tasted better before Brexit.
Yeah.
And there could be a legitimate reason for this. You know, that they've had to bring it back, but they've had to cut some corners. You know, cheapen the filling.
Yeah. I think it's more likely that old lady nostalgia has strung her harp once more.
That bitch goddess, lady nostalgia. Well, okay, well, flavor-wise, like, I'm getting a bit of vanilla from it. It's a strange taste. It feels like quite an artificial. It doesn't taste like food.
Yeah, there's a horrible kind of like aftertaste to it. It's not pleasant
think it's
in
that
the mouth.
Horrible.
I think it is. I don't like it.
I think it's kind of, it's funny you say no artificial flavorings, because in itself it tastes artificial, yet it doesn't taste artificial because it doesn't really have any taste. It tastes sort of dust.
Yeah.
And I think if anything, you want more artificial flavorings, don't you? You would actually, this is a time you would be writing
you're saying,
you've obviously opted healthily maybe to avoid artificial flavorings, but maybe you should consider the wealth of artificial flavorings that science has given us. That's why we live in the 21st century. That's why progress has happened, is to give us the artificial taste of anything other than brick dust.
I do think that's an excellent point, like, because, you know, twigs are natural, but I don't want to
eat
them.
You would eat them?
No.
No.
Yeah. So scores?
I don't really... Two.
You don't seem into it. You're like, it's just like come and gone, isn't it?
It is like, it's just nothing.
Mm.
And it's not horrible. It's not disgusting putting it in my mouth, but... I mean, yeah. I didn't hate it as much as I hated the chocolate digestive, I guess.
I don't think I dislike it. It's a hard biscuit to pin down. I don't know. It's like, it just kind of like slides off. It just like...
Much like the Pink Panther.
Yeah, exactly.
This difficult is actually, to get a handle on.
Yeah, before I thought like kind of having the Pink Panther branding was a little bit, what are you going for? There's this pink, that's pink.
Yeah.
But now you're right. There's some great synergies between the character and the biscuit.
I feel a lot better about my costume now. It is very hot still, but like,
yeah.
It feels more appropriate somehow.
Yeah, I actually kind of enjoy it. And it's like, it doesn't taste like anything else. It tastes like a cheap kid snack, which, you know, kind of appreciate in a way. Okay. Reminds me of my youth, my lost youth.
Oh, he's crying again.
Yeah. Sorry. So, you know that, I'm going to, because, you know, I've had two and I quite enjoyed them and I'm kind of looking forward to my third one. So I'm going to give it 3 out of 5.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's very generous.
That might be the most positive you've been for as long as I can remember, actually.
Well, I'm just remembering what it was like to be 10 years old again. And on the beach eating biscuits.
Running in when the sirens start.
Yeah. So, Matthew.
Woodmeister.
Do you know, I'm going to have to give this a 2 as well. I'm afraid I can't support you on this because I think...
It's okay. We accept all opinions on this show, you know? It's an open forum.
I want to like it. I want to, you know, I like what it stands for, that connection with times long past.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that you know, the days when there were only 4 channels and, mm-hmm. you know, the summer went on forever.
Yeah.
You know, and the dreams and hope were still alive in everyone's heart. And I think sadly it fails on all accounts. Anything, it's like my youth has been tainted by this.
Oh, so this is like,
I think
this has had a negative impact on you just kind
of general.
I think
it could be. I mean, it could be hyperbole, but you know.
That seems pretty unlikely.
No,
it's pretty,
I mean, it's a pretty serious topic we're discussing here.
I mean, just between, like, Dave, don't forget, he is an actor.
And therefore, professional liar.
Professional liar.
Yeah. Trained liar, as it is, yeah. Okay.
So, 2 2s and a 3.
And a 3, yeah.
Wow, Dave being the most positive.
I think this is like a bit of a hangover from the reboot episodes. I think I've still got some of that energy.
You got that extreme energy still.
Yeah. I can feel in some ways this would have been a better biscuit to do for that. Seeing as a biscuit which literally closed down and they reopened and they rebooted with a Pink Panther branding. I know
we can't go back.
I know. I just wanted to point out another mistake we've made.
Cool. Well, add it to the list.
Okay. Let's move on to the texture of the biscuit then. So more wafers. Oh yeah. I gotta say, I said at first that they didn't have much of an aftertaste, but it is kind of really lingering in the mouth.
Yeah. Well, that's taste, so save it for the previous section.
Yeah.
Or shut up.
Maybe get a fucking time machine and go back and do it properly.
I still can't get over how short they are. I've got longer fingers.
I mean, is this just curly whirlies all over again?
Yeah, could be. Maybe, or another impact of Brexit. They made Toblerone smaller after Brexit.
The space is so long.
Yeah.
Don't even fucking get me started on that, mate.
Yeah,
you know how I feel about Toblerone.
He'll probably fucking kick off. He will. Texture-wise, like dry, it is. I think you nailed it with brick dust.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's brick dust with a bit of...
Actually, we talked about the bourbons being sort of sturdy.
Mm.
These actually, I think, are the exact same shape and size as Jenga pieces.
Yeah. Shit, yeah. This is much better. Wait, no. It's just it's an extra one. We now have 2 Jenga products.
I mean, those very specific niche products.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, when you say brick dust... This has a brick-like quality to it as well.
Yeah.
Okay, then.
Dusty, though.
Yeah, it's like the table just looks like a beach, which is just reinforcing the nostalgia that I'm getting, because it's just covered in dust, but it kind of looks like sand. And
but I gotta
I'm
say
a 10-year-old boy, and I can see the seagulls. God. And Mama is waving to me, and wait, I'm caught in the tides, and I'm going out to sea. Mama! Sorry.
Davey, are you all right?
I'm fine.
He went for a minute, I think.
Did he have that many white hairs before? Am I just imagining that?
This is...
So, yeah, I think I'm good for a dunk.
Oh, that's so horrible.
Yeah. Suddenly, the radish taste really comes out when you dunk.
You really taste it, yeah.
But apart from that, it's rather impervious to water.
It is. I was surprised. I thought the wafer was going to be like a sponge.
If you sewed all these biscuits together, you could probably go out in a heavy shower just wearing a coat made out of these wafers.
I really don't like how slimy it becomes.
I'm getting broccoli.
No, you're just actually eating a piece of broccoli now.
Mm-hmm. What? You tricked me again, boys.
Again, it's like so elusive. Like I buy it, and like, but as soon as I swallow it, I'm like, wait, what? What did it taste like?
Is this like Schrodinger's biscuit?
Yeah
pretty like much. That. I would just like to say, like for the listeners, I've never seen Dave smile this much during a recording before. But it's a very kind of like, there's a far awayness to his eyes, and the smile doesn't quite reach the eyes, and it's very jarring and strange. I think he's delirious.
I don't think that's a dunker, to be honest.
No.
I think you'd only dunk that.
Also,
if you were having to be polite. Maybe if you just met someone's father or something and they offered you a biscuit and you could see he was a dunker and he was dunking the biscuit. You probably dunk it at that point to stay on his good side. But I don't think you would probably dunk that at home on your own. You probably wouldn't be dunking that.
If I met a girl's family and they offer me pink wafers, I'd be out there like a fucking shot because I'm clearly
choosy.
I've picked the wrong family to get involved with here. Another interesting fact. Kind of interesting, not that interesting, but it's a fact.
Cool, good setup.
About the pink wafer.
Bring us home.
The Sainsbury's did some study from what people
Sainsbury's
buy.
Again.
Your masters.
The Sainsbury's kind of looked at their data because the supermarkets have huge amounts of data because all of you fell for the club card thing. which is obviously a CIA program. I can't believe you fell for it. They found out like what newspaper readers buy which biscuits. So the Guardian, ginger biscuits.
Ginger biscuits.
And which newspaper readers favor Garibaldi's?
Is it the Mail?
Brilliant.
And there was one newspaper and their readers, the most popular biscuit is the pink wafer. Anyone want to guess?
I'm not even gonna try.
The Sun.
You got it.
Look at this.
So another thing which shows us that this is the biscuit of Brexit. The Sun, strong backers of Brexit. And some readers like pink wafers.
It makes a lot of sense.
They have like a platonic ideal of Britain in their head, but it's never attainable.
Yeah, well, I guess like maybe this goes back to your idea that these are kind of reminiscent of like a World War II treat, you know? Yeah. It's like, let's go back to the halcyon past of World War II when we were fighting the Germans and everything was miserable. And
I mean, it was miserable, but at least millions. Things made sense.
Yeah, things made sense and we got to feel like the good guys for a change.
And it was okay to be racist towards the Germans, right?
Also everyone in the colonies as well.
Do you think for them then, you know, with pink wafers, because you've got that lattice effect, and it's also, it can sometimes be a bit corrupted. Do you think there's a hope, a bit like with devout religious people, you know, you'll get, I've got a piece of toast and it looks like Jesus's face.
Yeah.
Do you think with Sun readers maybe, and I apologise if you are a Sun reader, you don't know where I live, so you can't.
You don't need to apologise to them.
Do you think they're looking at that pink wafer and it's corrupted and they can see the face of Churchill?
I think maybe at one time they could see the face of Churchill, now they see the face of Farage.
It is entirely possible.
Yeah.
You think Churchill's just sort of melted away and
was or just kind of drooped and he's gone.
Yeah.
This is a surprisingly political episode. Worldwide Global History Review podcast.
We're not afraid to, you know, get in some awkward territory. You know?
Yeah, I'm cutting all of this.
I'm not past editorial.
We will not offend anyone, no matter how repellent some of their beliefs may be. Okay, so in texture. Can anyone remember what the biscuit tasted
like? Again, it's like we're at the fucking... This is like The Prisoner, right? Yeah. We're trapped in this kind of purgatory of just like, we eat it, we dislike it, and then it's like, comes time to like talk about it, and we can forget everything.
Yeah, this is... Can I score it based on a memory I'm not sure I actually have?
Yeah.
Maybe this is like the whole nostalgia thing, like, because nostalgia is... After memories of something which have been, you know, corrupted, you know, because you just want it to have been better than it was.
Yeah.
Maybe the pink wafer operates on that, and that's why it doesn't leave an imprint on your brain, and it just relies on nostalgia purely. There's kind of no actual taste memory or anything.
That's why it's pink. It's kind of over-relying on the look of it, right? Yeah. So you look and it's like, that looks fun. Mm. It doesn't need to try so hard with the taste.
Mm. Okay, then. So dunk-wise, okay. David?
I mean, is... We've been really hard on biscuits before because they dunk badly, but part of a kind of the reboot show that we're doing, you know, all new,
extreme.
All extreme, extreme, say it.
All new, all extreme, extreme.
Yeah.
Good, good.
Maybe we should be judging as much on just the texture without the dunk as well as kind of, in that regard, because I quite like the texture of it.
Really?
Because it's so...
The dustiness.
Not the dustiness, but just the sort of crunch to it.
Not the asbestos element it has.
There's a lot of stuff I don't like about it, but the crunch of it, I do quite enjoy. It's got a heartiness to it that I like. It's just a shame that it's let down so much by the taste. But it's I don't hate it. When I dunk it, I hate it. Mm. But again, it's like, it's not the worst.
No, I think I'm with you on that. It's like, it's quite fun to eat because it's like, it's so crunchy and it doesn't like crumble away or anything. Yeah. It's like, it fucking snaps off.
I'm going to go with 2.
Okay. So I'm going to start like at 3 because I like the texture dry. I'm knocking half a mark off because it doesn't dunk very well, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm also going to knock half a mark off because it fucking drops in your tea and just floats there. And then you unwittingly swallow this thing, which is like having a little bit of sponge in your mouth. And it's disgusting. And it's losing half a mark for that. So I'm going to give it 2 as well.
Okay.
See, this is a difficult one, isn't it? It's, you know, it's not an experience you enjoy at the time. But afterwards, I think you probably go, yeah, go on, I'll try it again.
Yeah,
and then you go back to it and you'd feel the same again. And it kind of... You know, you continue doing this. Mm-hmm. Like, I just think, while I would do it again, obviously I'd do it again, but would I be hating myself, ultimately, if I did it again? And probably... And
we're
it's
still
kind
talking
of a self,
about the biscuit, right?
No, we're on to Brexit now.
Oh, okay.
I think there's a kind of self-destructive quality in eating it, isn't
it? Yeah, like I said, Brexit.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say what I'm going to say 1.
Wow.
Wow, that's the lowest you can give it. No, that's like no redeeming features.
I mean, yeah.
Are you just being overly dramatic?
Maybe I'm being
over
dramatic. Yeah, I could be. You know, also, you've scored it a 2, and you've scored it a 2.
Yeah.
You know, is it all the 2s? You know, is it?
So he's thinking about the audience. He must have given a bit of variety. He's a consummate showman, consummate entertainer.
Matthew, my friend, don't think about the audience.
They're not thinking about you.
They
don't care about you.
They're not important. Forget them. They just
want
numbers.
Bang for their
they're just numbers.
Both of them do.
Ouch.
Ouch.
Yeah, we deserve that.
Do you know, go for the 2. Go for the 2. Because,
all right, then. It's 2.
You know,
I'll
add a mark just on the grounds that I would prefer dunking this and sticking it in my mouth than being hit in the face with a plank of wood.
Okay, that seems a reasonable way to score it. Yeah. We are now going to look at what other people think and look at the review section on Amazon. So we're just, this is all UK reviews. There was one review from the US section and it was very boring. So America, try out pink wafers. You might like them.
I mean, based on this episode, we haven't exactly given it a glowing review so far, have we?
Well, in these post-Brexit times, David, we need to be exporting as much as possible. And people, unpatriotic people like you talking Britain down.
You're making it. Helping. You're making it very hard for me to edit out all the times you say Brexit.
Okay. So yeah, there's some fucking rough reviews of the pink wafer. It's not a well-loved biscuit. So first one, so we got 3 stars. Title of the review, 3 stars. Mm-hmm. Pricey, but couldn't find them elsewhere. Biscuits are classic, so can't go wrong. That's not like a 3-star review. Biscuits are classic, so can't go wrong.
I mean, it has gone wrong because it's not a 5-star, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Also, why is it expensive? It's a fucking pink wafer.
They're so cheap, man. That was like 7. I think it was 50p for that pack.
Well, is it because is this the one with the pink panther on the front? Because you might be paying more for image rights.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's totally worth it as well. I mean, it's a lot of fun. You look at that, and it's got the pink panther on it, and he's got his eyebrows raised to be like, hey, yeah.
Eyebrows! Oh, my God. I can't believe... That's the thing missing from this costume, isn't it? Oh,
I did wonder why he looked a bit weird.
And his eyebrows are such like an important part of his character.
It's intrinsic.
He expresses so much with them.
Now you've pointed out, it's kind of really creepy.
You're just like one of those spooky, hairless cats.
Eyelids as well. God's sake. I can't believe... I've been ripped off again, haven't I? Why do I keep having to buy these costumes? Can I not just rent them?
I think that would be insufficient commitment to the show. I think that's unfair to the listeners and to me and to this project.
Fine.
Thanks. So next one, 1 star.
Oof.
Go back to the original recipe by... Mr. Mojo Rising. They've changed the recipe, and to me, unfortunately, they're hanging, and I've thrown them away. But that's my opinion. One of those, you know, it's just in case you thought it was one of those reviews, which is a fact.
I never understand that when people have to like say, like with a caveat, like, this is just my opinion.
People say
that's a review. That's the whole point of a review.
Or just like anything you say is your opinion.
I think when people say, it's one of those phrases which, you know, that sets off alarm saying, this person's an asshole. I think the poor should be stuck on a boat and pushed off into the Atlantic. Hey, that's just my opinion. Okay, so another one, 5 stars this time.
Okay.
All right, then. Wow. Come back for the biscuit.
Peaks and valleys.
This is from Amazon customer.
Okay, they get around.
They do. These arrived very promptly and had a good sell-by date on them. What the fuck's a good sell-by date?
Is that the first thing they checked? All right.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Nice.
2069. Nice sell-by date. All right. 6/9/69. All right. Okay, another one. Another 5 stars. This is actually quite a sweet one. Because, you know, we're not all about snark on this show. We're not all about snark and Brexit. You know, we're about sentimentality as well.
He's crying again, isn't he?
Okay. I'm not crying.
Have you been, like, I haven't seen you for a while. Have you been all right? Like, how was your week? You just seem a bit kind of manic.
I'm fine. I'm just buying the pink wafers brought back a lot of memories.
Okay.
Okay, so the review title, she was very happy with them.
Oh, dear.
Oh, God, no.
This is from Neil. My wife loves these. Oh, fuck, sorry. It's like really small. And my old man eyes. It's definitely not because I'm crying. I can't see this.
Would you like this handkerchief?
My wife loves these wafer biscuits, but we can't get them in any shop or supermarket now where we live. So I surprised her by buying some online. She was very happy with them. Many thanks.
Wow.
There's still some beauty in this world. This is, you know?
You know, you... This is the sort of thing that would happen in, like, one of those Richard Curtis films.
this is like North Four Weddings, and liberal elitism, yeah.
Yeah.
So this is 4 stars and says, good for kids' parties. Utterly average from a taste point of view, but what child wouldn't eat a pink biscuit? Basically.
Oh, my God.
Kids don't know shit, is that.
Hi, I hate my kids.
I hate the kids, but they'll eat any old bullshit as long as it's got a bright colour on it. So I give them these horrible tasting biscuits.
Yeah, fuck them.
Yeah.
Yeah, some party, I don't care.
And she's kind of like chastising the children here for just being like obsessed with colours and not really caring about the quality of what they're having. Just like, it's a pink and that's great. Do you know what the username is? Paula likes pink. So maybe take a look in the mirror, Paula, before you go slagging off kids for being obsessed with colours.
I don't think that. I think she's like projecting. These kids aren't into these.
Definitely.
These kids aren't into these fucking wafers at all. She's like, but you like them, don't you? Because it's pink.
Yes.
Yeah, Mom, we don't like pink. It's you that likes pink.
So that is it for reviews. But like, when I was kind of looking at the pink wafer, like, it seems like pretty much every publication at some point just scraping the barrel for content, which is what most of them do most of the time, has done like a top biscuits list, like fucking Telegraph. God. BuzzFeed, Time Out,
it's so lazy. They'll be making podcasts about them soon.
Exactly. And I will not be listening to that bullshit. And like the Pink Wave just does really badly in all of them. Like the Metro had it as the worst biscuit, 21st out of 21 biscuits.
Wow.
A nice cup of tea and a sit down at the website, worst biscuit out of 50 biscuits. It was the worst biscuit. And BuzzFeed ranked it 12 out of 13.
What was worse?
BuzzFeed said the worst biscuit was were malted milks.
Get the fuck out of town.
I'm not...
That is... Who put this up? This is completely... You can't go wrong with a malted milk biscuit. I mean, they're...
Maybe this is a generational thing, because BuzzFeed's made by children.
Yeah, okay. This is the comment on it. The malted milk is the ultimate in NAM biscuits. Will you have a biscuit? I did the voice. That was in their direction.
Mm-hmm.
Will you have a biscuit? She asks, pouring a cup of tea. Out of the corner of your eye, you see there are treats in the tin. Maybe she's made shortbread. Maybe there's a fairy cake in there. Oh dear, it's not. It's a few malted milks, and they've gone a bit soft. Brilliant. Stop being a cunt to your nan. She probably not long for this world. You go around like
she's
once
so
a month.
She's so thrilled to see you.
Exactly. Go around once a month to get a fucking tenner offer. At least you do... It just enjoy this little bit of hospitality. Snarky pricks.
Fucking little shits.
I know, honestly.
And also, you know, if it's a choice between a malted milk and a pink wafer, of course, at least a malted milk biscuit tastes of something.
So let's have a look at their number one. Their number one biscuit. Chocolate fingers? Oh, this is bullshit. A little bit of luxury at an affordable price. A perfect mixture of chocolate and biscuit. Portable, shareable, and munchable. The best biscuit that there is. No argument. This post was paid for by Cadbury Fingers.
This is what the internet does, doesn't it?
Yeah. Okay, then, after we've seen the rough ride that the pink wafer gets from pretty much everyone else, it's up to us to decide whether we're going to join this rabid pack.
We're going
to
jump on the bandwagon.
Yeah, are we going to join the mob mentality?
This has put me in a bit of a difficult position because I don't want to be in that group. I want to distance myself from those people.
But like, you've got to think now, what's more important? You know, your duty to the listener who wants informed biscuit opinion, or an inanimate biscuit which feels nothing.
Well, I feel like I've made it quite clear that I have nothing but contempt for our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'm gonna side with the biscuit on this one. It's a very biscuity biscuit, and that's all we can really judge it for in this segment, right?
Yeah.
It is quite like, even though there is some sort of controversy apparently made up by BuzzFeed, presumably that this might not be a biscuit.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not like wafer biscuit. I don't know.
Mm.
But I've been thinking about what Tom was talking about. You know, about his biscuit.
I don't think about what he was saying. Why would you do that?
You know, his biscuit cupboard.
Oh.
It's like...
Okay.
You know, like, I can... Like we've all been saying, you know, we think back to our murky past, and it's like, pink wafer's there. And we have a lot of memories attached to pink wafer, and I think of it as a biscuity biscuit.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily a particularly tasty biscuit.
Yeah.
But it is a biscuity biscuit. So I don't know. I'm torn, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, let's see where it came from. Mm-hmm. Because, well, it's got a lot of flaws.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of our heritage, most definitely. It's a strong nostalgia biscuit. It's a good kid's biscuit, you know? It's like,
it's pink
and it's very crunchy.
Mm.
And, you know, adults can not quite enjoy it, but they can at least, you know, eat it. We would be poorer without it. It's part of our biscuit heritage.
but then also it's the favored biscuit by the Sun newspaper.
That's true, yeah.
And perhaps, and I think like everything that you've just said is something that also the Sun would say.
That's a good point, actually, yeah. I think maybe I've just glimpsed into the UKIP mindset.
Yeah, a little bit, because it's like, you know, oh, these things, they're not great, but it's not like we can just get rid of them.
Yeah, kind of thing. Mate, oh, shit, yeah, I don't know.
It is a difficult one. I am torn. You know, I don't want to, again, side too much with a kind of sneering youth culture of the internet.
Yeah.
Which, you know, would be looking at this with ironic eyes, which mm-hmm. we are obviously totally not doing.
Oh, absolutely not. No. I'm definitely not part of youth culture.
Yeah, that's for sure.
It is, as a biscuit, taken on its own. You know, if we strip away the nostalgia, if we strip away all of the things that we bring to it, this biscuit is as much held together, not just by the wafers that it's made of, but by our own memories, our own lives, the lives of you listening out there in the world. And you know...
This is so beautiful.
And is that something... Do we want to throw that away? Just because of its, you know, because it may have some negative associations.
I think you're kind of getting something. Yeah, no,
I'd just like to apologize for my flippant remarks about our listeners. I really appreciate them. And, you know, thanks for being there for us.
Yeah, I'd like to say I love you.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't go that far, but I'm aware of you and I don't have contempt for you. Yeah. I'm glad you're there.
I think you're getting something there where it's like, I'm glad they exist. I'm glad they're part of my childhood. But there are better things out there to aspire for as well.
Maybe it's time to move on.
Is it not in the King James edition of the Bible that says about putting away childish things? I can't remember. Yeah. And is that not what we're saying is the case here with the pink wafer?
I think so, yeah. I think if you are a child listening to this and you're in charge of the shopping as well... Have pink wafers because yeah. it'll be part of your childhood as well.
Yeah,
and then you can move on to other things as an adult.
You're saying we need to pass the baton, basically. And
it's
say,
a gateway biscuit, isn't it? It's,
it is.
You yeah. might, you yes, know, you've got it. It. You it's found it. That's it. The crux. You got it. You did it.
Yeah.
You're better at this than we. Because we had Tom on before, yeah. and that was a shambles. But you, we should have had you on first. I don't know why we've taken this long.
I think actually, it's making us look bad.
Oh,
I think
right.
maybe you just cut his stuff out.
That's a Hang very on. Good point.
Yeah.
I do get paid for this, right?
We're not inviting Matthew back on this show, are we?
Okay, I think I feel ready to score it now. I've got a score. I'm giving it a 4.
Whoa!
Look at this. Yeah, I'm fucking storming in there. Look at this. It's like, it was part of my childhood. Like, it's just perhaps a snack I remember more than any other from mm-hmm. being a kid. And while as an adult, it doesn't satisfy me in the right way, I'd be sad if it was not there for future generations as well. It's part of our heritage. It's not the be all and end all, mm-hmm. but it is part of it. And we need to remember that so that we can also improve and get better in the future.
Well, that is an amazing score. And I've never seen you this kind of energized. And I was going to give it quite a high score, but I don't want to take away from what this kind of means to you. Do you know what I mean?
Because it's like, right, no, you usually try to do that.
I know, but I can tell that I don't know what's happened, but like I can tell you're just hanging on by a thread.
Mm-hmm.
And if something were to happen to you, then obviously this show would. I'd have to find a replacement. I mean, after this episode.
Hello. Uh-oh.
That might not be as much of a hurdle as I once thought, but
we're still having that conversation, aren't we?
Yes.
What conversation, guys? Yeah,
about something else. Yeah. Unrelated.
It's nothing you need to worry
about. Romantic. It's purely
yeah.
romantic.
Oh, okay, cool, yeah. cool. Yeah, I'm involved in that, right?
So I'm not going to go as high as you just because I don't want to take that away from you, because I feel like the 4 belongs to you, is what I'm saying.
Thanks.
So I'm going to give it a 3.5.
Okay.
I am taking it down by half a point. I'm going in for the 3. You know, it is fine. It does its job. It's not something... Would I eat it personally? You know, if I wasn't in this scientific arena, I probably wouldn't.
You've got kids.
I have got kids. And this biscuit belongs to them.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I feel that they should probably give it a try.
Do you want to take the packet home with you? Because we're probably not going to eat it.
I've not had any dinner, so.
I meant for the kids.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah, they'd love it. And
they're not going to see it.
I've got a long journey home. And, you know, that is for them. So I'm not going to say, let's take this away and let us burn it, because I'm not a Philistine. Mm. You know, we need to learn from our past. We don't need to throw it away.
Yeah. So I feel like pink wafers, like the Wu-Tang Clan, are for the children.
There it is.
Yep, so final score from you, David?
7.5.
Matthew?
It's a straight 7 from me.
And a 9 from me. Wow. I was really generous today, wasn't I?
Yeah, you were.
My God, I like this feeling.
And you still got that like crazy smile and that mad glint in your eye.
I think this might be a new start for me.
Okay. And not just kind of like a new manifestation of your downward spiral? The manic phase of manic depression? Do you think maybe that's more likely?
Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. That's too bad.
You've been listening to the International Worldwide Global Biscuit Review Podcast. If you like the show, please take a minute to leave a review on iTunes and spread the word online. And also check out our other shows, Mars Corp, The Infinite Bad, and The Bunker.
You can also head on over to patreon.com/definitelyhuman for the International Worldwide Global Biscuit Review Podcast Bite Size to find out what our highs and lows of this week have been. Matthew will be there, won't you, Matthew?
I certainly will.
And we'll finally be able to drink, which...
Oh, my God, yes. Oh, my God. It's 25 to 8,
it's
and I'm
so
dry
hard
as a bone.
Doing this show sober. Also, we're on Twitter at IWGBRP.
I'm David Price. He's David Knight. That was Matthew Woodcock. And you can join us again next week when we'll be reviewing Viennese milk chocolate dipped fingers. And remember, hope is dead. Have a great week.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.